Mashkin litomi. If you have a suffix, and let's say a talmudic person, a person that's a zav, he have a suffix if he touched his glass of water or not. There's water in the glass. If the zav touches it, the water's tummy. If the zav didn't touch it, it's tor. You have a suffix if a talmudic person touched the water. The locher is tummy. The water becomes tummy. Because this is midiraisa, the posh that he holds, that water could be makabel tumi midiraisa. So suffix midiraisa, you have to go to chumra. What about letame? If you have a suffix, you have now this water. You have a suffix, did the water touch truma or not? You had truma around there, kikra's bread there. You have a suffix, if the bread touched this water or not. That's the water could be matame something else. Is letame acherim tohor? Divir Reb Meir. Reb Meir's that suffix is tohor. Why is that suffix tohor? Because Reb Meir holds that mashkim midiraisa cannot be matame something else. So even if this bread touch the water, it's tor midiraisam. It's only us in midrabbanan. Midrabbanan, the mashket could be matama something else. So about the sonia suffix in the rabbanan, Remei goes the kula. This is the right that Remei holds. Water, anytime water that's tome, it cannot be matama something else midiraisam. We'll soon see the pasuk for it. Reb Lez also said the same shita like that. The Chura Poshna means both dinim. That even though the mashka, the water, could be mekabel tumah midiraisa, but even though it's tameh, it doesn't have a right to tameh something else. Rabbi Yehuda Roimeh, no. La'achol tameh. Rabbi Yehuda holds both ways lechumra. Rabbi Yehuda holds that mashkin could be mekabel tumah midiraisa, and it could be matama something else midiraisa. So if you have a suffix, if this mashkin touched something else, that other thing is also tameh midiraisa, who a suffix tumah is lechumra. And like Rashi, like, see, we're talking about suffix tumah b'rishus ha'yachid here. So suffix tumah b'rishus ha'yachid, the klal is its tummy. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, they both say no. Li'oichlin tumayim, le'kelim toirim. Rabbi Yossi shita is what? That lo'oichlin tumayim. If you have a suffix, if this mashke touches other food, that's also midiraisa. This is Rabbi Yossi shita, that water could be metame other food midiraisa. Of le'kelim toirim. This is masking Rabbi Yossi, that water does not have a koyach midiraisa to matama kelim. To matama kelim is only an avat tumah that's matama kelim, and not this mashka, it's only a rishon tumah. It can't be matama. Rashi says, there's a kelim terim, avulim nerle sofik zeh bekelim, hagoyin mashkin tumayim shenish b'chul levena kelim. You have tomatik of water that fell near kelim, Suffolk, no, the Suffolk, no, do you have a Suffolk if the water touched his keli or not? Here is Torah. Why is it Torah? The Kasavri, Mashkin, Ein Metamim, Kli, Elimid Rabbonin, Enechnami. Water does not have a right to Metamim, Keli, Midi Rice, only Midi Rabbonin. The Asvekele Gozru. Therefore, since it's only a Suffolk, the Rabbonin will not Goizim. We have Yosef, Shimon, Darshe, Yitmo, Yitmo, Kab Yuda, Omir Kelim, Loi. The Alav Apirkin, Yitmo, Latamas, Oichlin, Oyenu, Latamas, Kelim, we'll soon see the Psukim. That he holds a posig that water could be matam as something else, but only oichlim, not kelim. But I call upon him, you see, good. Rav Yossi holds water could be matam a bosa midiraisa. So Rav Chanina was talking about that this bosa kotrim became tome from a mashke, it's taka tome midiraisa. So if Rav Yossi tells back to Rameya, you have no right from the Mishnah, you could burn truma Torah. The Mishnah is talking about both pieces of meat were tome midiraisa. Rav Meir learns no. Rav Meir learns that mashke midiraisa cannot be matama piece of meat. So Rav Chanina is talking about that the second piece of meat only became tameh because it touched water. So midiraisa, this piece of meat is tahor. And still Rav Chanina says in the Mishnah, you're allowed to burn the two pieces of meat together. So you see, since the piece of meat is also teat anyway, there's no more issa to be matamarit. So Rav Meir is very good. Rav Meir learns out from Rav Chanina, you're allowed to burn truma Torah with truma tameh on Erev Pesach, shor shishis, since it's awesome, they're born and eat it. Weiter. The more now, Stira. The Sava Reb Leza, Mashkin, Islu Tumma B'Yelam. We're saying now what? That Reb Leza, the Chenoi Reb Leza, I mean Reb Leza was murdered to Reb Meir. That was that Mashkin is Mekabel Tumma Midiraisa. It's just not Metam is something else Midiraisa. Is that true? We are tiny, we learned in a Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, Reb Leza himself said, Ein tumah lamashkin kolikar. That water midiraisa is not makabel tumah at all. There's no din tumah at all by mashkin. Teida, bring your raya for this. Shreihayid Yosef ben Yerezes Shreida. He said over an ages, he told over the rabbanon two dinim. One din he said over was al ayil kamsa dechein. Ayil kamsa, Rashi said, is a type of a chagav. That's a type of a grasshopper. That this is a Torah that's a grasshopper. You're allowed to eat it. That's one edus he said over. Another edus he said over was the almashkin base mitvachaya dechein, that the water in the base of Mikdash, by the place where they used to make the shechita, they used to shech the behemoth there, and they had the blood dripping down there, or else they had water there to clean off the blood, that water and that blood is not mekabel tumah. Dechein. Why is it not mekabel tumah? Because Rav Lezer holds that mashkin is not mekabel tumah midirayis at all. It's only midirabonin. And in the base of Mikdash, rabbonin weren't goyis at tumah. The Rashi says, "V'yamash second line, in the second big line, V'yamashkin beis mitzvachayim dechein, al mashkin shal beis mitzvachayim shebazorim, by the place they used to shech the animals in the beis hamikdash, kagoyin hadam v'yamayim, the blood and the water was there. Shein dochin, they're always tohor. She'einon mekablin tumah, they're not mekabel tumah. Even if a sheretz touches this water, it's not mekabel tumah. Alma, what do you see from here that your blesser holds? Tumas mashkin drabonin, it's only mekabel tumah midrabonin." That Rabbanim were not geyser in the base of Mikdash, not to be matam kodeshim. The Drashi did yiraisa hechi mos Rabbanim latarinu. If midiraisa water is makabel tumah, how could the Rabbanim say punkt in the base of Mikdash not makabel tumah? Why not? The Rabbanim can't take away the rice of the gedin. Elamites are right that this water midiraisa is tor anyway. It's only a din the Rabbanim that water is makabel tumah or any mashkin. See, in the base of Mikdash, Rabbanim weren't geyser tumah. So what's the stira? You see, Reb Lezer holds here that the mashka is not makabel tumah at all. So how come before Reb Lezer said that he's maskim to Reb Meir? The chen Reb Lezer oima that Reb Meir said that mashkin is makabel tumah. It's just not matama something else. So Gemara says like this: Ho nichol Shmuel diyama dochem letame tumas acherim, avo tumas atzmon yesh lem shapir. Hey, Shmuel learned that this is Reb Lezer, Reb Yosef ben Yehuda said of Edis. He only meant to say the water in the base of Mikdash is not metama something else. But it itself is makabel tumah. Then it's very good. Reb Lez also holds like that. That it's makabel tumah midiraisa. It's just not metama something else. Elu le Rav. But according to Rav Yoma, Dochein Mamish, that Rav Loim Shan, Reb Yosef ben Yoeza, that it's Torah legamri. It's not even makabel tumah. It's a ma'ikal ha'meimer. Then it's a steer in Reb Lezer. How could Reb Lezer say he's masking to Reb Meir that it is makabel tumah? Here Reb Lezer holds like Reb Yosef ben Yoezer, it's not makabel tumah at all, mashke. And we have Nachum Reb Yitzchok, achoda. That Reb Lezer says he holds like Reb Meir, he doesn't mean he holds like him altogether. He holds him just in one part of what he said. That Reb Meir said that mashke cannot be metam as something else, that he also holds from. The second part he holds from. So first of all, that can't be. Vo kidvarev komar. Kidvarov Masha means like the few things that you said. But Reb Meir said two things. Reb Meir says that the Mashkin could be Makabel Tumah Midiraisa, just it can't be Matama something else. And Kidvarov Mashma Mashkin to both the things you say. So how could you say Reb Lezer is only saying one? Vaita, Kidvarov Kama de Nefisha, Mashkin a few things he's moided to. Viyoid, Vo Vechen Ketoni. It's Mashma Kor, Reb Lezer is saying Vechen Hoy Reb Lezer Oimer. Reb Lezer is saying the same halach as Reb Meir. The more kasha, this is the kasha then. It's a kasha, Reb Lezer himself holds water, is not makabel tumah at all. So how come here Reb Lezer says he holds like Reb Meir? Reb Meir says the water could be makabel tumah. It's just that water can't be matama something else. Gufa. Rav Oma Doche Mamish. Rav says that in the base of Migdish, all the water there and all the dam there was not makabel tumah at all. Shmuel said no. The water and the blood in the base of Mikdash just can't be metamis something else. But if a sheretz touches the water or the dam, it itself could be metkabel tumah. That's what Shmuel learned. Rav says it's Torah mamish. Why? Tisova tumas mashkin rabbonin. Rav holds that midiraisa water is never makabel tumah. It's only midirabonin that's makabel tumah. The main of the svar is v'chi gozer rabbonin b'mashkin di'alma or b'mashkin the basement of chayil gozer. The rabbonin would gozer tumah and mashkin in other places, not in the base of Mikdash, but in the base of Mikdash, not to have too much tumah. The rabbonin weren't gozer tumah in the base of Mikdash. That's Rav's svar. Ushmul ama Shmuel says no. Dochei miletame tumas acherim. I tell you, water just cannot be matama something else. But water could be mekabel tumah midiraisa. Why? Kisavar Shmuel holds tumas mashkin atzmon diraisa. Midiraisa water could be mekabel tumah. So even in the base of Mikdash also, if a sheretz touched the dam or the water in the base of Mikdash, avad was mekabel tumah. But But Shmuel holds that water is matam but something else, that's only midrabbonin. The mel of the svar is v'chigaz rabbonin b'mashkin the alma. When did rabbonin make gzeira mashkin not in the base of migdish, of the b'mashkin the base of pechaya, but the water that was by the base hashchiti where they shechted the animals in the base of migdish loy gozer. The rabbonin didn't want to make extra tum in the base of migdish, not to be most of tum in the base of migdish. Mela v'chiloy gozer rabbonin l'tumu yacherim, abu tumas atzmon yeshlem, but tumas atzmon has. Even in the base of Migdish, because that's midiraisa. So that's the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Omalei Rav Huner Bachinino Lebrei. Ki Anas Lekayim with Rav Popo. When you go up to Rav Popo, I want you to ask the Makasha. Romilei, ask the Makasha like this. Miyama Shmuel, Dochim Letame Tumas Acherim. Is it true that Shmuel said that you have such a thing like water, that water, not any type of mashka, in itself is Makabal Tumma. Mashka in itself could be Makabal Tumma midiraisa. That even though it's matamar itself, it can't be matamar something else. But the water itself could be makabotuma. Just if the water touches something else, it can't be matamar something else. Is that true? Kori can have a theory that in the pasuk in Vayikra. The pasuk in Vayikra says like this. V'yahabosar means bosar kochim, a bosar from a korbin. Asha yiga b'chol tomei. If this bosser touches anything that's tamei, lo yoichel. You're not allowed to eat this bosser. Mashma, any time the bosser touches something that's tamei, automatically that tamei has to be matama the yoichel. There's no such thing to say it itself is tamei, but it can't be matama something else. So if the kasha on this pasuk is mashkin, according to you, how could the pasuk say, any time it touches something tamei, it's always tamei? No, you have mashkin. There's possible mashkin water that's tamei midiraisa, you Shmuel hold. Still, if the bus, the kachim, touches the water, it remains tor. It's a stirrup to this pasuk. This pasuk says, V'yabos v'ashiga b'chol tomei. Mashm, any tomei you touch, it has to be matamarit. Lo yoichel. So it's a stirrup to Shmuel. Omer Rashisha b'reid ravidi, midi v'yehevi arevias b'kodesh. I tell you, no, anyway, this pasuk is lavdavka. This pasuk does not mean b'chol tomei, any single tomei anyway. Because we know by kodeshim, there's revi l'tumah. That's the last stage of tumah again. If a basa kachim touches a shlishi l'tumah, it becomes revi l'tumah. Now, revi l'tumah, the pshat is, it's tumah. Could it be matama something else? No, it doesn't go further. So either the pasuk says, anytime you touch something that's tumah, it's matama you. So anyway, you have to say the pasuk is lav dafka. So once the pasuk is lav dafka, doesn't include everything, it's not shver to say it doesn't include mashkin either. Mashkin is also different. Maskalor of Ashi, no? If I should know, I have a kasha on you. There's nothing excluded from this pasuk b'chol tamei. Ah, you're asking me a kasha from Revi Bakodesh. Revi Bakodesh lo yikri tamei. Hi yikri tamei. Lo yikri tamei. Or b'hai yikri tamei. Hey, it's Revi Bakodesh, we always know it's called posel. It's not called tamei. The assert that tamei means that it can be matam is something else. Not like by truma. A truma but full yam touches it, we say it's called posel. A truma that comes to shlishi, it's called posel. Because it can't be matama something else. The same thing by kochim, it's a revi l'tumah. A revi means that this basar is posel. But it can't be matama something else. So the posel is not talking about that. The posel is saying, b'chol davar, no, b'basar shiga b'chol tamei. It has to be something that's tamei. So a revi is called psul, not tamei. The posel is not talking about that. But here this mashkin, you're telling me now when a zav or a sheriff touches the mashkin, it's mekabu tumim adiraisa. You're telling me it's mamish tamei. If it's mamish tamei, I have a theory from this posel. So kasha, masa nechlami. This posel is a little bit of a kasha on Shmuel. And nechlami, Shmuel himself would have to say the posel is lav davka. It doesn't mean every single tamei. But the other one has to be kasha, it's a little kasha on you. The posel is mashma, everything. Toshima, come on, bring another raya. The pasuk says, "V'chol mashke asha yishoseh." Any type of water that you drink, "V'chol kli yitma." Is any type of mashke is drinkable if it touches a kli? "V'chol kli yitma." And any type of a kli, it's matama the kli. So poshta means it's tamadika mashke. If it touches kalim, it's matama the kalim. To see claw water mashke could be matama something else. And the Gemara know, my yitma hechsher. That's what the water says here, yitma, it's matama something else, doesn't mean it's mamash matama the keli. It just means it's machshir the keli, lekabel tumma. Like we know, any oichler or any keli cannot be makabel tumma from a sheretz unless first water went on the keli. So the pasuk is talking about hilkos hechsher, that water first has to go upon the keli, then it could be makabel tumma later. but not that water is mamish matam of the kelim. Tomorrow, if hechsher mereisha the kruah shamat lei, the beginning of that pasuk is talking about hechsher kelim. The pasuk says mikol oichol asher yochal. It says clear at the beginning of the pasuk that water could be machshir a kelim lekabel tuma. That first you have to have some water go on the kelim before it could be makabel tuma. Now the Gemara, that's not shver. You need two psukim. Chad betlushim, v'chad v'mechuborim. One is telling you water that's tolish, means water in a bucket of water, that you already took the water out of the well. That's called water that's tlushim. If you throw this water on a keli, it's machshir the keli. V'chad v'mechuborim. One's a chiddush, you take a keli and throw it into the mayan, into the well, that well is also machshir. Utrichi, I talk in both psukim. If I'd only hear the chiddush by tlushim, mishum diachshavinu. I tell you, since you took this water out of the well, you're master of the water. You took it out of the well in the keli, so that's chashiv of water to you. That water could be master a keli mekabel tuma. Avo mechaborim. But if the water is still inside the well, you never used the water yet. That's not such chashiv of water. Maybe such water cannot be master the keli. Therefore, I need to psukim. Emalai. V'itani mechaborim. The pasuk we only say mechaborim. Well water mishum dekani b'duchtayu chashivi. I have a different svarim. Maybe well water is very chashiv of water because it was never touched. I'll say as far poof I can. Since it's always staying in its place, that's chashiv of water. So I take a keli and put it inside the well. Then that well is mashes keli lekabel tuma. But maybe if I have water in a bucket, since I was tolish it, it's not so chashiv anymore. Maybe that water can't be mashim. Avo tlushim emaloi tzricha. That's why I need two psukim. So there's no raya here that water that's tamei could be matama something else. Toshma, bring another raya. The pasuk says, ach mayin obor mikvah, mayim yitor. That if you have water in the mayin, in the well, and in the mikvah, that's water mayim yitor. We dash in mayim yitor. What does it mean, tor? Mitumasoi. It means mitumasoi.
Is it there? What's Rashi saying? I'm thinking.
You ain't mayin obor yitor, the ashmin and hoilu mechuborim ninu. Loi mitame es tlushin.
Okay.
But the shmina and the hoyel mechuborim nino, since the same now chiddush here, what? Ach mayin obor yitor. Now since this water is still in the well, it was not tolish yet, that's why it's not mitame something else. Nino, loi mitame, it's a diik, ha tlushin, master, once the water was uprooted from the well, mekablim tumah, it is mekabel tumah. It's a pasuk saying only well water is tor. Mashmah, though, once you take the water out of the well, then the water could be mekabel tumah. It's a kasha and Rav. Rav holds them in the rice, the water is not mekabel tumah at all. Here the apostle just says, ach mayin obor mikvah, mayim yator. Mashmah, the water is tor only when it's in the well water. When it came out, no. And the Gemara, no. Mayim yator mitumasai. Rashi yator mitumasai means, vachikoma, in yavay atomi b'mayim, if a tomatic person goes inside a well, Ubor mikvah mayim yator, that the person becomes tor. Hoyel v'toval, since he was toval who? Shuvim le'metar relate. Yeah. So Mela, since he was toval, that's why it's tor. Of Enochnam, it's not talking about that the water itself could be mekabel tumah or not. Maybe the water can't be mekabel tumah no matter what. Here it's just saying, if you go inside, the mikvah it's metar you. For the Gemara now, tlushim mimachshirin, you want to tell me now the pasuk before is talking about that water that he took out of the well in a bucket, if it goes on a keli, it's machshir keli lekabel tumah. Tlushim, water that's tolish, taken out of its place, could be machshir, could go on a keli, and machshir kabel tumah. I've omri Rav Yosi Rav Chanina, mashkin beis mitzvah chaya. The water you have going through the beis hamikdash, loy dayin shein dochin, not only is the water itself tor, it's not mekabel tumah, ela shein machshirin. You should know this water is not even machshir something else. Why not? True, it's tolish, this water was taken out of the well, and you threw it on the floor to base the mikdash, but it's water. You just got for the same tolushim, water that's tolish, could also be machshir. So how could you say now, water in the base of mikdash is not machshir? And the Gemara, Tir Gemara al Dam, Enechnami, doesn't mean it on both waters in the base of mikdash. He only means it on Dam. The blood that's in the base of mikdash, that blood is not machshir lekabel tumah. Why not? The Yom Rav Chiba Rav Amr Yechanan, Minayin Ladam Kodeshim. How do I know that Dam that comes out of a Bosa Kodeshim, comes out of a Korban, Shein on Machshir, even though Dam usually is cold like water, and water falls upon an Eichel or upon Keli, is Machshir, the blood of a Korban is not Machshir. Why? Shenem, the Pesach says like this, Al Oris Tishmechenu Kamayim. We say when Yeshechti is talking about, not by Kodeshim, by regular Behemoth, the water is spilled on the floor. So that's the pasuk to say that dam is like water. So just like water is machshir, who adin dam is machshir. But what type of dam? Dam shenishba kamayim. Only like a regular behema yeshecht, the water you can spill on the floor. Such dam has a din like mayim. Machshir. Mashenkin dam. Sheinam nishba kamayim. Mashenkin dam of kodeshim. When yeshecht